This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Call it a very bad case of the summer doldrums, just as this country seemed to be coming out of one of the worst recessions in decades. There are signs that the economy is once again losing steam. That was all too clear with the release of the June unemployment report yesterday, which said private sector job growth remains anemic. In a few moments, we'll hear from economist Lakshman Achitan on why, over the next 10 years, we may very well continue to see a cycle of recession and weak recovery. But first, NPR's Jim Zaroli on a week of gloomy economic news.
President Obama has been there before, standing at a microphone, having to explain away a disappointing jobs report. And that's where he found himself yesterday, speaking to reporters at Andrews Air Force Base. The job market is slowly improving, but not, he acknowledged, at a fast enough rate.
To every American who is looking for work, I promise you, we are going to keep on doing everything that we can. I will do everything in my power to help our economy create jobs and opportunity for all people.
If there was any good news in yesterday's jobs report, it was that the unemployment rate fell from 9.7 to 9.5%. But that was largely because so many people have grown too discouraged to look for work and have technically fallen off the unemployment rolls. Bernard Baumwall of the Economic Policy Group says despite low interest rates and a huge government stimulus program, companies are still not hiring.
This is not a very good sign for what economic activity will be like in the second half of the year.
And that wasn't the only ominous sign this week. There was a steep drop in consumer confidence. Factory orders were down, and so were new car sales. And then there's the housing market, which has shown a precipitous drop ever since the expiration of a government tax credit for home buyers. Mortgage rates are now at historic lows.
But on the other side of that, lending standards have tightened up substantially, so it can be a lot harder to qualify for mortgages.
Stan Humphries, chief economist at the real estate website Zillow.com, says banks simply aren't lending as easily as they were during the boom. But he says the data coming out right now point to another problem facing the real estate industry.
Speaking to the underlying organic demand for home buying right now, which is weaker than I think many analysts have thought.
Humphries says real estate prices have come down a lot, but there are still too many homes on the market. Demand for housing is weak, and that brings us back to the high unemployment rate. People can't buy houses if they don't have jobs. And Baumwall says even though corporate profits are very high and companies are sitting on wads of cash, a lot of them are still reluctant to hire.
We had a major scare in this last recession, and we're not sure whether we have eliminated all of the uncertainties and whether we're going to see strong growth.
Compared to a lot of economists, Baumwall is actually a bit on the optimistic side. He says once the European debt crisis subsides and Congress passes a financial reform bill, some of the anxiety about the future will ease and growth will pick up. But over the past few weeks, a lot of people have become more pessimistic, and that's been well reflected in the stock market. Until March, stock prices were climbing steadily, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost ground for seven straight trading sessions, and it's down 7% for the year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.